platforms like Kalshi and Polymarket. There are a few others. Predict It was using that for a while. These platforms offer the ability to bet on political events, including presidential elections, midterms, cabinet appointments, who's in, who's out, all that Washington, D.C. gossip. And not just for the United States, but worldwide as well. I've been doing this a bit myself, initially out of research for my upcoming book. I was writing about prediction markets and all the different ways that the economy has changed in recent years. And so at first I was doing it for research and then just because I thought it was fun. So a lot of people are doing this in different ways, betting on political events and betting on other events. Sometimes you can bet on, well, I was going to say sports, but that's been around for a while. Basically all kinds of things, celebrity dating, celebrity breakups, and so on. So today's caller wants to know more about this. What are some tips for coming out ahead when using one of these platforms? Good question. We'll talk about it in just 30 seconds. Stay tuned.
Hi there. This is Mitch from Tooele City. I've been enjoying the show and all the fun ideas. Recently, I've been researching platforms like Kalshi and Polymarket, where anyone can bet on specific outcomes like political elections. It's fun and interesting. I think you said something once about how you were using Predict It. Have you learned anything from that experiment? And do you think this is a viable side hustle for the right person?
All right, this is fun. So let's see. Our listener mentioned Predict It. Predict It is where I had just the most personal experience. They may or may not be out of business, either at the moment or soon. They've been operating for a number of years, but the U.S. government a few months ago sent Predict It a letter saying that they had to shut down. So Predict It is fighting it, but the outcome kind of remains to be seen. So if Predict It is not available, there are others, including Kalshi, Polymarket, as mentioned. Kalshi is K-A-L-S-H-I. If you just search for that, or if you search Polymarket, or you search prediction markets, betting markets, you can bet on all sorts of things. If you click on markets, you can bet on President Biden's approval rating. You know, is it going to be higher or lower next week, right? And other people are obviously taking bets both ways. You can bet on the best new artist at the Grammys, the best picture at the Oscars. You can bet on how much U.S. GDP growth is going to be. Will it be 2.5% and higher? Will it be less than that? On and on and on, like so many different options. So some of the tips for betting are going to be the same as for sports betting, you know, or other betting, like be patient, you know, don't rush into placing bets, take your time, diversify your bets. Like don't put all your money on one event or outcome, you know, spread it out over multiple events, and be aware of the fees. So like make sure you understand the fees before using the platform, you know, just like anything else, you know, these platforms charge fees to operate. And of course, have a budget in mind. You know, how much do you want to, you know, bet in this experiment? You know, $100, $500, maybe more, but hopefully whatever the number is, you have some number in mind. Now, more specifically to political betting, because that's what I was kind of doing for a few months, I've noticed that swings are really common. So for example, in the midterms, you know, for months, I think for more than a year before the midterms, you could bet, you know, are the Democrats going to win the midterms or the Republicans? And you could also bet on the House and the Senate. So there's multiple outcomes there. And I noticed that, you know, from week to week with a different news cycle, things happening, you know, for a while, one party would be ahead and then it would go back to the other party. And so it's possible to profit by betting on those swings. You just take a position one way or another, often a contrarian position, you know, the opposite of what most people are saying. And then, you know, with enough time, often it will go the other way, as I said. And so then you take your profit and then you can do it again. You know, so that was one thing that I thought was interesting. You don't make a ton of money doing it, right? Because you're just maybe like a few pennies per share, but then of course you can buy more shares. You don't make a ton of money doing it, but it's interesting for sure. And in the future, I think the reason why it's important to learn about this is because in the future, you'll be able to bet on anything, anytime. Like this isn't totally the case right now. There's still some issues with these platforms with regulation, like with Predict It being shut down and liquidity. There needs to be enough people betting enough money in any particular market to make it work. But I think this is coming. So if you learn about it now, you're going to be ahead of the game when it fully arrives. Definitely something that can be fun and profitable for the right person. All right. That's my take on that. As I said, I got a book about this coming out later. Not a book all about political betting, but that's one chapter in it. It's called Gonzo Capitalism. Comes out in August. And for now, if you have a question about making money, about your side hustle, about business ideas, whatever it is, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them. A new episode every day. It's all completely free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.